Mambo vipi everyone, and karibu to Ado Valley Podcast, the number one Kenyan music podcast. And I'm your host Ado Valley, na leo tuko na mgeni ndani ya building. Ningependa ji introduce.
Yo, ni Ajua Seth, your girl Diana Codes. Nice to be with you guys.
Asante.
The first time tumepatana Ado Valley, man. I've been seeing you online.
Shukran sana.
Thank you for the support.
Yeah, shukran sana. Yes.
I'm excited.
Awesome. Yeah. So, Codes, mm-hmm. Nataka tuanzie venye kari yako ilianza.
Yeah.
So, big shout out to Ondo the Street Lawyer. Akona podcast inaitwa Back to Basics. So, mimi nilikuwa na chikio episode ya Ondo na RS.
Okay.
Yeah, so akanarrate venye alikumit na venye ili happen, it was a mistake.
Yeah, definitely.
You are going to another studio, but you can land kwa hiyo studio yake. And that time, alikuwa na watch video na kali, alikuwa na view. So ilikuwa ni mistake for you to meet RS. So nilikuwa nataka tu utu explainie like how that happened until Diana Codes akuje kuwa venye tunamjua the wrong girl.
Okay, so kuna
hiyo instance tu venye ulienda kwa studio.
Yeah, so before that, like, kuna producer alikuwa amenisikia nikiimba, akaniambia come to my legs studio,
okay,
to see what we can do. But then it's in Kwana phone. I was in high school, so that was the mistake that happened. Like, So nilikuwa natumia phone ya Masa.
Na so shato kamtaka umamambia na kute.
Nimamambia na kama kwa like fika hapa, is this certain place. So I'm sure nenda kupata nane hapo. Sa nikifika hapo, I'm realizing Sixi, like, studio, iko open, it's the place very hidden. So as I'm there, niko like, says you give up. I have to keep looking. So as I'm looking, nikambiwa kuna studio flani hapa ndani. So I went in, nikiingia ndani, I see like guys sitting. So nakimbia nje. And then ananiita, like, yo, come, like, nikiingia ndani, I realize it's Calligraph Jones. Like, and I'm like, what? Yeah, so that's what happened. Oh. And he was like, like, na juu meingia by mistake hatu umeshtuka, but you know, huu ni producer angu 66 and you should really work with this guy if you are looking for a studio. So even though nilianza kuwork na the 66.
Awesome. Now yeah. That time, ulikuwa form 3.
I think so, yeah.
Ulikuwa form 3.
Yeah.
Now, John Sayo, alikuwa make a name for himself.
True.
So, nilikuwa nita kujua, were you not starstruck kupatana na Jones, like, uko umepangia tini concert uenda, but umeshtuka tu gafla binvu umeingia studio Friday, and you can't expect me for OG. Like, were you not starstruck or something?
I was starstruck, actually. But nilikuwa najaribu kujifanya nikasi kwa starstruck. I was like, oh my God, this is a normal day event.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so nili act nikasi kwa starstruck, but I was, yeah.
Okay, awesome. So, in your early stages of your career, ume mention ulikuwa benched, as in ulikuwa umeko kwanza in bay for a period of time. So, at this time, ulikuwa na filaje venye, like, uo unataka kutoa ngoma, lakini mwambua tulia kwanza before uanze kutoa mangoma. So hii experience ya we kwa bench ilikuwaje kwako, ulichukuliaje?
The bench experience, literally, like, I blocked it. You know, because for me, like, making it big, ni kitu nilikuwa nimeona as a child. I knew this was my career path. So yoku bench ili come in so many forms, in people telling me that this is not a real career, in people telling me that you should do something more serious. So that was the biggest bench for me, those naysayers. And you know, I just had to beat it because kuna watuka Nicki Minaj, I had her story and it inspired me because she also had naysayers in the hip-hop industry, amaju, because there are not so many female respected artists.
Yeah.
So I think people like Nicki Minaj really helped me break through that benching episode.
Oh,
yeah.
Awesome. Now, coming to your first song that you did with Wakadi Nali.
Yeah.
Give Me Your Love.
Yeah.
So, ningetaka kujua, like, by the time wanaku include kwa hiyo ngoma.
Yeah.
Kulikuwa na mangoma zingine umefanya ama that was like,
that was actually my first song. I recorded the choir studio TRS. Like, bado nikiwa high school. Nikachana na hiyo ngoma. So apparently the thing is, wakadinali walikamu studio, wakasikia hiyo song, wakabaki like, yo, this who's this girl, first of all? Wakanitress adi home. Wako like, yo, lazima to make an EP with you. Because, yani, hii talent ni crazy. So that's how it just went on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. Now, that was your first single, na The Wrong Rende. Shout out to Wakadinali.
Definitely. Shout out to Wakadinali.
Yeah.
For real.
So, for you, your solo single, ilikuwa Atoti.
Yeah.
But sasa unachiki, jani yako ilianza from Big Beats Africa.
Yeah.
Hapo ndo the first studio, like, iko affiliated na Wakadinali uliingia.
Definitely.
But now, your first single ilikuwa released under Zoza Nation.
Yeah.
Na
sure.
Ilikuwa meproduciwa na
Alex
Vice.
Yeah.
Sindio?
Yeah.
So, iliapenaje your first single ilitoka from Zoza Nation and not Big Beats Africa?
You know, the thing with Wakadinali is, like, they wanted to really fasten that music career for me. You know, I had just begun, yani hata sikuwa so serious about recording, but they were like, yo, you have to do this really fast. So they just decided to do it really fast. For us, it was more of like, you have to grow fast and build your brand. But for them, it was like, you have to start releasing like immediately. Yeah.
Okay, awesome. Mm-hmm. So I think your first single is going to drop around Uko 2019.
Yeah.
You contact with you. When was the time you were officially penned under Zoza Nation as a label?
I think it was around that time, 2019, when I released my first single, basically.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that was like the first time, like, let's say your period, yeah, 2018, 2019, you were signed
under
Zoza
period.
Nation.
Sure.
Now, Wakadinali walikuwa wameshafanya naye na ma singles kadhaa, but in video wako bado wamefanya na wewe until mwa wakaku introduce officially na Morion Zenza na visuals.
Oh,
majua watu walikuwa nakuona tu kwa game ya
anataka.
So like kwa Morion Zenza ndio the first time waliku introduce. So nilikuwa nataka kujua, like, how did they? Yes, walikuwa na believe in chords, but because tuko tunamsikia na imba imba, nilikuwa nataka kujua walikaje wakasema chords anafaa kwa hii ngoma juu, and then hiyo ngoma ni hardcore.
Like, actually ndio song irekodiwe, it was a weird day. Tulikuwa tunaenda interview ya, I think it was Energy Radio. Tukachelewa. So as we were going on the way, manager anakuwa like, mse mmechelewa, atarudi ni home.
Ala.
Atufanyi nini anymore.
Time imepita.
Ask our colleague, mse atuzurudi home sayi, tuende kwa Vice. Tukaenda kwa Vice, akatuplay your instrumental, like, Munga fell in love with it. Akaika verse, like, tukaika verse. Sada sisele wimbona siwa kweka verse yon day.
Yo, juu wasio wameulizia sana mbona hadi walikuwa wanaitisha remix ya Morion Zenza itoke na siwa weko.
Ilikuwa it happened. I don't know what happened, but Cardinali should tell us.
Yeah, wanafaa tuambie, lakini by the time ilikuwa inatoka, ilikuwa like, pia Isha surpass like greatness yake ambapo pia unajua kuna zile classic msi atakai kugusa, ukigusa utaharibu.
True, but mimi na believe you ina need another like redo, another Morion Zenza two men. It needs one.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. But siwa anafaa kuwa.
Akuwe, definitely. He should. Yeah,
so, nilikuwa nataka kujua impact ya Morion Zenza juu. Hiyo time, ukifanya hiyo verse, like, wasindo walikuwa like, walikuwa shoot like, udem ni nani?
Yeah.
Unacheki? Yeah. So, nilikuwa nataka kujua impact ya Morion Zenza kwa kari yako. Ilikuwa gani?
Oh, man. Like, Morion Zenza ili ni let her so many, at so much attention, you know? Because like people love when we're on a Chords the Face. So it introduced my fans to Chords the Face. You know, they just knew Chords the Voice.
Yeah.
So I think really let a great impact to my career. Really opened so many doors. So many people saw my potential lyrically through your verse, you know.
Yeah.
And I really appreciate that, really.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Now, in 2019, ulikuwa featured kwa round 3.
Yeah.
By King Kaka.
Yeah.
Ulikuwa madem kibao hapo. And kwa verse yako, ulipiga ma shots fired everywhere.
Definitely. I had to. Wrong girl.
No, masana. So, ulitaja majina na in between, ulitaja the beach with no air. So, nimejaribu kufanya research. Juu wengine ulitaja Beiti, ulitaja Ecstatic, ulitaja Naughty Flow, but moja tu kama off the beach with no air. Huu ni nani?
Really? Uko sure ujui?
Sijui. Trust me, nimefanya research. Hata kama watu watasema na wa enjoy ama niko chini
sikufanye rap amenyoa. Kuku Kenya. Guess, take a guess.
Wale codes
ni. Inaanza na F.
Inaanza oh. For real. Naweza mtaja.
Mtaje, we were getting nasty.
Ndio nijue kama ni Femi One.
Exactly, ni huyo.
Ala, haya, okay, now. So, mm-hmm. Si Femi One unajua kwa kambi ya King Kaka.
Unajua.
Ako signed under Kaka Empire. Mm-hmm. Na hiyo ngoma ni ya King Kaka. Mm-hmm. So, aku feel some type away, kakuambia uchange jina juu umetaja msani wake.
No, actually, ali impress, you know, the culture, you know, the female culture, I feel like, kwa the male side, uneza pata kuna beef between Calligraph, Octo. People embrace it and love it. Na mekubali enye Okali na Octo kuna beef. Yeah. But you know, when it's female side, when you are mm-hmm. bringing that friendly culture beef, it's like, oh, I'm being bad. I'm like destroying another woman. Nah, yeah. Man. It's just the game. Don't hate me. Hate the game. It's the game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sharut. Salute to King Kaka.
Salute
mzee.
To King Kaka. Kamu, shout out. Kamu, definitely.
Kamu ku delete your verse. We ni G. Mi siju ni geri yakta. Eh, noma sana. Mm-hmm. So, bado in 2019, mm-hmm. Uli release Late Night Nini.
LA 2019, so much happened. I so didn't much. Even realize.
So much happened. Ulikuwa na smoke kibao like.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, that's what that time. Adi ilibiduke kwa hiyo round 3. Mm-hmm. Mwuri wa zenza happened.
True.
I love 10 and the time ukatoa project yako Late Night Nini.
Yeah, definitely my first body of project.
Yeah, so yeah. Late Night ile ilikuwa EP, sindio?
Mm-hmm. Yes. It was an EP.
Yeah, so, and it was released under Zuza Nation.
Yeah.
Nilikuwa nita kujua iyo process ya kuwakia Late Night Nila. Mm-hmm. Iliku take how long and just everything just for it to be complete?
I think it took such a little, like it didn't take a lot of time because it was just 7 songs.
Yeah.
And you know, pia kuna iyo pressure, you have to keep moving with the boys, they are releasing every time. You have to like match up to them. So I think it happened really quick. And you know, I appreciate Zuza Nation for that project, really. Yeah.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah. So unajua kwa Late Night Nila, mi kuna ngoma zilini bamba sana. Mm-hmm. 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, no. Na kuna watu wengi like awapendi like those slow songs, but okay.
Minda kuambia for free, mi napenda the singing Diana.
Really?
Calls.
Ah, man, like, thank
the
you.
The singing Diana calls anytime, any day.
Thank you.
So hapo kuna 1, 2, 3 napenda, Senseless,
yeah.
And Atoti.
Yeah.
Mi nazipenda mbaya sana because your element ya singing Diana calls.
Thank
so,
you.
So mi nikuanta kutuambia utuambia ini ni is singing element ya Diana cause nja tulisikele temia give me your love mm-hmm. and then kwa project yako pia ukaiweka mm-hmm. so like unaiembrace singi sana ama ni time una feel like oh I need to sing though una come out ama wewe ni yule wrong girl lazima ni spit my bars.
So funny thing is kila mtu ananijua personally like when you alisikia nikianza ku rap they were shocked hapo anajua naweza rap. Because personally, I've been a singer all my life. I started music singing kwa piano, a cappella. So I love singing. But you know, when I nikiingia industry, when the HBR freestyle blew up, mm-hmm. you know, I realized that, you know, people love me more rapping. So I had to like practice my rapping and just start rapping, you know. But I was doing more singing before ku rap.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah. So you see like umetajeo the homeboys freestyle that went viral. Mm-hmm. Unajua, I can say Diana Kozi ile time spark yake ilianza kupana ni Mori wa Nzenza.
Yeah.
And then ya pili ni yote mulifanya hiyo freestyle. So like people, wale watu maybe wakwa mkujua vizuri. Wale,
now knew me.
Waka kujua vizuri.
True.
So tukia bado kwa hiyo EP yako, you and you had 2 features.
Definitely.
Ska na
Munga. Yeah.
So ni kwanta kujua, was it strategically ama why did you choose to only have those 2
it
features?
It was definitely strategic because, you know, they were the hottest rappers at that point.
Yeah.
And they were like really close to me. Uh-huh. And they really just wanted to rub their shine on me. Generally, tuseme tu walikuwa natika kuni support. And I really appreciate Ska and Munga because they really supported me from the beginning. Yani.
Yeah.
I'll never like disrespect Wakadinali. Those are my guys for life, man. Regardless.
Yeah, yeah. Awesome. Shout out to Wakadinali.
Definitely.
Again.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you see, I think ulirelease project yako 1st December 2019.
Yeah.
Then after like a few days, like 12 days,
mm-hmm.
niliamka na shtukia Zoza Nation wa mitweet. Even though li read.
No.
At Zoza Nation, we are grateful for the opportunity we have had uh-huh. working with Diana Codes.
Yeah.
We regret to announce that we have decided to end our contract with her.
Mm-hmm.
We wish her the best in her music career and all her endeavors.
Yeah.
Kwangu ili sound ni kama siju Diana Codes alivuruga watu ama
kulikuwa
sound. Yes, I'm wish all the best.
Yeah, but
venye ilitoka.
Yeah.
Ilitoka ni kama kuna kitu. Was there anything ama?
Yeah, definitely. Kuna hizo conflict of, you know, who creative control.
Uh-huh.
And for me, I love having creative control over when I release my work, what I'm doing. I love having control over that. I don't like being timed to like someone telling me, don't release this now because this is how. Nah, I will release it in the middle of the night. So so basically, you know, what really happened. I think I just decided to have creative control over my own work, you
yeah.
know.
Yeah, yeah. Awesome.
Yeah.
And a big shout out to Scam Cardinali.
Definitely.
Alikuja to Adoveli podcast, and uh-huh. that time tulimuliza if there were anything. Akushia hii version yako, but
really?
Something alitupatia hint, nisema mi ndo nakuja
kuelewa baadaye. I'll go watch that.
Alisema, like,
uh-huh.
for them they felt like, wazi nini finance hiyo talent yako to its full potential. And then,
uh-huh.
kuna hiyo story ya creative control.
Yeah.
Juu kama wao, uh-huh. kama Zoza Nation, wangependa ufanye ngoma na watu wa Gengeton. By that
yeah.
time, ulikushenda ukafanya mangoma kadhaa na watu wa Gengeton. So,
true.
At that time, nili understand. Juu,
yeah.
under Zoza Nation, you had not worked with any Gengeton artists at
yeah.
that time. But after, ulikomena.
I was working with everyone.
Na venye pia umesema, like, creative control, wewe unataka uzi ambati, usifanye ngoma na wasi.
Yeah,
na deep down, yeah. una feel like, why
I'm gonna
not?
Do it, yeah.
So like, say ni meget vizuri.
Uh-huh.
Skali aliongea tupo kama Yesu na mafumbo, lakini sahi, umetufafanulia.
Manze, but you know the thing most artists should know ni, like, I think you should embrace independence. Management of your career before you get a manager, before you get someone to manage your career, you should be able to manage your own career
yeah.
by yourself, you know. Because at the end of the day, it's your career. Where's the payam to career kwa kuhandolie best? You
yeah.
know, you know what you want, you know your goal, you know your image, you know what's good for you.
Yeah, awesome.
Yeah.
Now, you ni 2019 tumemalizana. Tukiingia 2020,
mm-hmm.
Uli work na another signee at that time under Zoza Nation, Saboy.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Sina makosa.
Yeah.
Na Saboy na jope ni utuma melody ni
yeah,
nini.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Aka ku-include kuyo ngoma.
Mm-hmm.
Nikuwa nita kujua hiyo process ilikuwaje yakaona Codes anafaa kwa hiyo ngoma.
You know, kutukio under the same label, you know, the strategy is like everyone mm-hmm. kwa hiyo label, you must actually work together. To build each other. That's an advantage of being on the label. Unaweza work na so many people in your artist very easily as compared to venye unaweza work na mtu sijai meet na yeye as unaweza wangeshi nianze kunikianza kuhalangesha naweza nipea bili ya 500k just jani na yele.
Yeah.
Unacheki so
yeah.
working with people in your own label is quite easier and beneficial for both of you.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So, unajua 2020 hapo tulipatwa na corona.
Ah, oh, man, I forgot.
Wasio kalei low. But in 2021,
mm-hmm.
Diana Codes alirudi.
Yeah.
Na mana driller.
Damn.
Slim,
I'm
CEO.
I'm telling you.
Okay, ukiwaambia nini?
Riswa.
Kabisa. Ebu niambie, Riswa ilia, yo, before tupate hadi site kuna hadi Riswa, Riswa, yo idea Riswa ilianzaje.
Oh, I think, you know, Vice alinitumia instru,
mm-hmm.
ako like, doing goma, like, mm-hmm. nimefanya instru and I feel like you're the only shuri who can kill this. Nikatumia Siwa.
Mm-hmm.
Siwa kabaliza kuandika hiyo instru before mimi, sayenda na nyekia pressures.
Ala.
So, you know, but the Siwa's work ethic is the most mm-hmm. amazing work ethic utaipata. He has, like, really amazing work ethic. Like, for those who don't know, So yendo ali push actually you Riswa one, it's because of Siwa. Siwa really pushed me to that, because at your point, as I was saying, like Missy rapper, like nilikuwa na rap nandika bars so slowly. So you know, I needed that push. I needed mtu aniambia acha mchezo. So he told me niache jokes. And I finished it, took a drop under his channel.
Oh, yeah. Awesome. So now you see in 2021, Wakadinali, walitoa Victims of Madness.
Yeah.
And Victims of Madness were featured kwa All Star.
Yeah.
Record naitwa
Avoid Those People. Yeah.
Nenda kujua process yako kwa hiyo feature. Like by the time uliko natoa verse yako, uliko umesikiza verse za watu ama
nilikuwa kwanza nilikuwa like wait, this Elisha Abbas nani yo, these people are gonna kill, these people are gonna outdo me. So like your new feature was like very scared. I was feeling like very intimidated by your feature, because I was of course the only female. So I think when your feature was like, I was feeling very intimidated, but you know, I delivered as always.
And actually you're the only girl there.
Definitely.
Yeah, and noma sana. The song when you litoka and will come through when you came through. The wrong girl.
Definitely.
You had to represent.
Yeah.
So in 2021, but it's 21, uli drop Riswa 2, the audio.
Yeah.
Na vida ya
Riswa 1.
Riswa 1.
Yeah.
So like this was the first time for us to see like Diana Kos dropping two songs
at the same time.
Yeah. Even your one already ulikoshatoa audio, but now uka drop video. The difference was now this one is a video.
Yeah.
And then uka drop sequel yake Riswa 2.
Yeah.
So like nini liko encouraged to go for that move?
Oh man, I think in 2021 I was angry. I was upset. You know, in 2020 I had gone through the benching season. Like that was my worst benching season in 2020 or Corona. So when 2021 happened, I think I went full force. Yani, that's what happened. Oh. And I just decided to yani see ndio kitu naenda nayo.
Oh.
Yeah.
Awesome. So na bede ni kwanza kujua Juriso, kuna one na two. And zote zilikuwa kwa Siwa.
Yeah.
Kwanza kwa album ya Siwa.
Yeah.
Wada.
Yeah.
You guys should listen to Siwa. Oh,
man.
Album, no, nice Wada.
For
so,
real.
Ni kwanza kujua ni nini wote muna own the Riswa ama ni Diana Kos featuring Siwa Cider.
You know, the thing about music that I've learned is, you know, there's this personal music you can do for yourself and there's the business side of music, you know.
Okay.
So every move na make, as I was making in 2021 was strategic. So I saw it was better to put it in Siwa's channel because he had more fans already. He had a big fan base. So it was yani, it was the right choice. It was the right move. Yani, I could never think twice. Yani, ndampeta song ingine because I know yani, Siwa is a real G for real.
Yeah.
Yani, yeah.
Okay. Awesome. In came River Lake Nylot.
Oh, damn. I love that.
Same. Me, River Lake Nylot. Inanibambanga sana because,
me too.
Because we have the singing Diana Kos.
Yeah, it brought out me, man.
Why the name River Lake Nylot?
Because that's where River Lake, unajua River Lake Nylot ni yakina nani?
Kuna wasi wa Kisumu.
Ni wajaka, sorry.
Wajaka unyo natoka from the lake
side. So basically nakuambia tu, natoka hiyo side. So it was basically that album was me going back to my roots, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, nilikuwa nataka kujua because nikicheki pia iko Afro-influenced and more so, like in terms of instrumentation, ni kama ulikuwa na try kuachieve like a live. Is that
what you... Yeah, definitely more of live, more of like, definitely new, more of live and African, basically.
Okay, awesome. Yeah. Nikisikiza vizuri ile themes ya Zoza Nation na nimesikiza Transaction Story by Saboy.
Yeah.
Alikuwa na fit sana kwa hii album.
Uh-huh.
How comes akuwa ndani?
Well, yani. Like, as I said, like every move for me, like since 2021 has been business strategic, you know. I'm like, how will this push me to the next level as per now, as where I'm like, ni collab gani tani push, nikiona any scandal tani push to the next level with this and tani pay hits, I'll definitely do that. But yeah, we've done so much with Saboy, and I'll do more with Saboy.
Yeah, shout out to Saboy.
Shout out to
Mr.
Saboy.
Boom, 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 boom.
Exactly.
Now, in the album,
yeah,
we'll be surprised Sana with the second song.
Okay, what song was it? Was it a gospel song?
Yeah. Then of course I mean in back of gospel.
Man.
Thank you.
Man.
And be like ulichuzaje even yet rajwa Diana cause up kwa mtandao.
Yeah.
Na kama akichukua hiyo person ya wrong girl. Was you expect Diana cause anaweza imba kitu ameimba kwa thank you. Ilikuwaje ukapatia like influence ya kufanya a full gospel song.
So you know, as I was saying, like after I left to the nation, I just had that full benching year where naysayers, I'm not getting the shows I want, sipati, like, I'm not where I want to be, like, in my career, you know? So in 2021, I think I got, like, what do you call it? I got motivation from God, man. Yani, that was my full-on support and lean-on system. And, you know, I think religion really pushed me to, even now, like, I haven't given up because of religion, really. That's my main motivation till today.
Yeah, awesome.
So, yeah. And I at Ayoni, a snippet, you know, in future, maybe we'll do another interview. Like,
yes,
I'm planning
definitely.
To do, like, a full gospel album, you
For
know.
For real?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, looking forward to
definitely.
That.
I promise you guys.
Yeah, awesome. Now, kuna ngoma po ndani na jita da.
Yeah. Brian Simba.
Yeah. Anaitwa Uncle Guni.
Yeah, unamjua.
So nikwenda kuja hii link ya Brian Simba ulipataje ukamficha kwa da.
So the funny thing is Ka had a feature with Brian Simba.
Yeah, Zaza Rims.
Zaza, exactly. So ikabidi one fly to Tanzania.
Yeah.
Dar es Salaam.
Alienda na Ares.
Yeah, alienda na Ares. Yeah. So as you go, they were vibing to like music. He had Dar es Salaam and he was like, oh my gosh, who is this? Like, she sounds Tanzanian. Are you sure she's Kenyan? You can be the like of us, like, immediately. Yani, alikuwa amebambika mbaya, yani. Na tukasema, yani, he was the perfect match because, you know, he's from Tanzania. He has the vibe. That's exactly what we wanted, you know.